I do this for my culture. I'm Anthony McCarthy, sitting in for Faraji tonight on For the Culture. We are having an exciting conversation about corporal punishment, which was part of the mainstay when I was a kid. If you acted up in elementary school, it was not unusual for your teacher or your principal to paddle you. Some schools have gone back to it. 19 states allow it. Do you believe that your child should be punished, spanked in public schools? That's what we're talking about tonight on For the Culture. I have been shocked by the response. A majority of parents are real clear. Don't touch my child. 410-319-8888. Fatimak is on the line. Fatimak, you've been so patient. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you this
evening? I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
Yes. Okay, I've been listening, and my thoughts are basically, this was in the 1950s when teachers used to paddle us. Mm-hmm. I'm old school from the 1950s. And they used to do that to us when we were in school. Mm-hmm. But, of course, I was never paddled. First day of school, my mother would always go up to the school, introduce me and herself to the teacher,
yep,
and stated to that teacher right in front of me, if she steps out of line, if she's disrespectful or rude to you or anyone, take her in the bathroom, pull that dress up. So hearing that, I never ever stepped out of line.
Wow.
Yeah, right. My mother did not play.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted them to do that to me. But as far as today, this is not the 1950s. This is a whole different generation of children. And we know what this corporal punishment will come down to. Basically, we live in a black and white world. Just like the sister that called prior said, Keisha and somebody, well, Keisha, Shania, and Malaya are definitely going to be spanked in a different way from the other children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it will cause a lot of trouble. If they want to go back to that, why paddle children? You break their spirit. I don't believe in that. You can teach children how to meditate. Try to bring prayer back into the school. Teach them something positive. Teach them a way that they can be calm. Also, something like this, teachers can benefit from their self, how to meditate. Well, some teachers don't even like to hit children, mm-hmm, in any form. What did Donald Trump say? Oh, teachers can bring guns into the classroom. I mean, all of this is a bunch of nonsense to me. It just sounds crazy, and I don't think it will work. I think children in middle school, you can talk to. And like I said, you can try to teach them some form of meditation to be calm. Teach them to be respectful to one another. And it does start in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And just like they want to bring paddling back, start with some prayer. Bring prayer back into the school. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
And that's how I feel about it.
I appreciate that. Thank you for your patience. Thanks for your thoughts on this issue. She says, why don't we teach our children to pray? Why don't we teach our children to meditate? 410-319-8888. Now, I have seen some bad children. And I don't want to call them bad. I've seen some children who act inappropriately, who act badly in classrooms. I remember going, and I don't know if the child was performing for us, but I watched a little tiny boy, couldn't have been any more than 7 or 8 years old, use curse words that I did not learn until I was in high school and literally cuss out his teacher with all of the people. There were guests in the room. This boy cussed that teacher so badly. The teacher was so embarrassed. And I remember one of the mothers that was with us walked over to that child, and I don't know what she said. She whispered it to him. But whatever she said to that child, somebody's child, it wasn't her child, whatever she said to him straightened him up. He sat down and did not utter another sound for the entire class. 410-319-8888. We're talking about a charter school in Georgia started the new school year by sending permission slips home to parents to get permission to spank their children. Do you believe, and people have been correcting my language for the last hour, and so these aren't strangers, these are teachers. We talk about a village raising our children. These teachers are with our children a lot of the day. Do you believe, do you trust them to spank your child? And if discipline is important to you, is spanking part of that discipline? 410-319-8888. I'm Anthony McCarthy, sitting in for Faraji today on For the Culture. On this program, we are always trying to talk about the things that are impacting our families, our community, our children. 410-319-8888. Rob's on the line. Rob, I appreciate you calling in. Give me your thoughts. Corporal punishment.
Mr. Anthony, good evening, first
of
all.
Hey, good evening to you.
Now, charter schools are great because the parents are contributing money. And I'm going to make this real quick. Now, children today, let's say the moms are at home between 19 and 25. Mm-hmm. Now, what sister girl would do, she'll take her earrings off, she'll take that bracelet off, she'll take that necklace off and come up to school with her Nikes on and be ready to fight. So it's not going to work in city public school.
No.
And somebody, middle school, be prepared to fight the child, boys or girls. And then you have some young ones, like Leigh just said, who will curse you out and fight you as well. Mm. So don't put your hands on the children. Hey, look, have a good evening. And I thank you.
Be blessed. 410-319-8888. I'm telling you, I was the kind of child that if you looked at me funny, I straightened up. My mother used to say, she said, all I had to do was look hard at Anthony, and he got in line. She had to whip my brother. And my mother, you know, we have talked about this since. There were times when she definitely crossed the line in spanking my brother. And she crossed the line. I remember, and if you tell her I told you all this, I will say that you all told a big lie. Do you remember those wooden clogs that women used to wear? They were wood and had the leather strap across them. And they would just, click, click, click when you're walking down the street. My brother was in the living room saying something smart to my mother. My mother was down the hall around the corner. I'm standing next to my brother in the living room. He is busy saying something smart to my mother. I hear this noise, woo, 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 as this shoe comes down the hall, clunk, upside my brother's head, and out my brother went. My mother was like an expert at throwing those shoes. I'm laughing now. I'm sorry. It wasn't funny. It was funny then, but it's not funny. 410-319-8888. And y'all know I do not advocate this abusing children. Mike's on the line. Mike, I appreciate you calling in. Corporal punishment's the topic. Give me your thoughts.
Yes. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes. Welcome.
It's funny. I'm from the South, and you from the South. You from Virginia.
I'm from Virginia. Mm-hmm.
Funny how the Baltimore. Not that I'm biased against Baltimore. I live in Baltimore. But it's funny how they're trying to compare this issue to a school down in Georgia, depending on what part of Georgia that it is in.
Very true.
Most likely, they may have a community where that's going to work because maybe they have the fathers and mothers in the home that something like how.
That's
see, I was corporal punished. I can remember vividly. I'm 44. I was beaten with a paddle up in the 80s.
Wow.
All the way up in the 80s, yeah. Down in Polk County, Central Florida, in elementary school, my mother was a teacher, mm-hmm. and she gave permission if I got in line for the principal. I remember vividly being paddled, you know, my mother and father used corporal punishment on me. I never been locked up, graduated from college, never wild out. But I didn't, and I'm saying the old school Baltimore may have been like that too, because I know a lot of the elders from the South that migrated to Baltimore mm-hmm. share those same stories. But I'm thinking that maybe it works in that community because they may not have some of the social isms, so the kids already come to school prepared to learn. And maybe they have a support. I don't know if the school is predominantly black or white. I don't know the demographics of, uh-huh. of that particular charter school. But maybe they have a village that will work in. Now, granted, we are at different times and people do abuse, take advantage of things, and pedophiles and things like PG County had a lot of incidents of the guy that was videotaping the kid undercover in the school. So you have those things, sexual abuse. But maybe I'm just saying for that community, maybe possibly it might work. Thank you.
Thank you. 410-319-8888. Now, a majority of the parents at this charter school have signed permission slips giving the teachers and the principal permission to spank their children. I'm curious at what you think about this. 410-319-8888. Do you see a circumstance? Do you see your child doing something that would give you permission, giving a school permission to physically spank your child? 410-319-8888. That's the number. Mike's on the line. Mike, welcome to the program.
Yes, good evening.
Hey, good evening. Foremost,
how you doing, Mr. McCarthy? So, as a parent and as an educator, mm-hmm. I do agree. I believe that the charter school is going about it. I do believe in corporal punishment. Uh-huh. I believe they're going about it the right way by asking the parents' permission. And the reason why I say asking the parents' permission, that eliminates the possibility of a Shaniqua or a Keisha or a Shanene getting in their feelings and coming up to the school to want to fight the teacher mm-hmm. who has disciplined their child. That's one. I've been teaching for the last 16 years at the secondary level. So I teach both middle school and high school. And I have to be honest with you. I'm a byproduct of Baltimore City Public Schools. I teach in Baltimore County. And when I was in elementary school, Callaway Elementary to be exact, my principal, Dr. Stanley Curtin, along with several of my teachers, mm-hmm. paddled me. They used to use a little pointer, that we used to call a pointer or meter stick, and a paddle. Actually, Mr. Kirk would take his belt off and whoop. And we had one male teacher, Mr. Robinson, and he was the guy who exacted out the discipline for the kids or the boys who were going through puberty at the elementary school level.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been in education, and I have to be honest, that's why I didn't give you my real name, I have had a hands-on policy with my students.
Really?
Now, this was without the permission of the student's parents, but believe it or not, I had a yardstick just like Mr. Robinson. I had written on that yardstick redirection, and in that, I always gave the students the choice on whether or not to take 3 lashes from the yardstick or they were going to receive a phone call home or were going to be suspended, depending on what the actual violation was or mm-hmm. what they did that was disruptive to the class. I had one student out of my 16 years of teaching, tell me, call my parents.
Wow. One child.
One out of 16 years of teaching. On average, I have 4 classes a year. What that signifies and denotes, and this to some of the other callers, because I had an opportunity to listen as I was hearing them give their opinion, that the children want to be corrected. The children want to be disciplined. The reason why these children, this generation, behave the way they do is because they do not respect the elders because they feel as though the elders have let them down, that the elders are soft.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these households, we're talking about a community, talking about communities raising children. If you do not have a father in the household, then someone in the household has to step up because the reality is if JoJo is not being disciplined at home, and you have a child that's the same age as JoJo, your child can be a victim of JoJo's behavior by him not understanding consequences, by him not being redirected or told, hey, listen, there's more to you than this. It's not just paddling them. I'm not saying that you should have a teacher just go ahead and whack the child 3 times, 5 times, as the case may be, mm-hmm. and there's no connection. There has to be a connection with that teacher and that child, and that helps establish the respect for education, which America in itself does not have. And then particularly with our black children, that's what we're missing. The fact that we view our teachers as being babysitters and not the actual people whose job it is to make your child better than who you are. Mm. Thank you for your time. I appreciate your conversation. Look forward to calling in again.
Appreciate you. Thank you for your call. 410-319-8888. Tonight on For the Culture, we're talking about corporal punishment, spanking your children. Some people are very clear. They do not believe a principal or a teacher or anyone in the school should be putting their hands on their child. We've had some callers say, yeah, they believe that it is part of disciplining their children, that they believe that they would give a principal or a teacher permission to spank their child. Eva, I appreciate you calling. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm a little bit outraged by the previous caller only because my feeling on corporal punishment is absolutely not that I wouldn't allow anyone to do that to my child.
Mm-hmm.
It brings down their self-esteem. They turn around, become the same. They hit and do corporal punishment as this last person said to you. He did it, and he did it without getting permission.
Yeah.
And he felt it was right.
Mm-hmm.
It is corporal punishment is just has no place in the classroom. I think we need to have parenting classes and teach people how to be parents,
mm-hmm.
and how to discipline their children. I raised a son, and I never laid a hand on him. And he's a lawyer now, and I am very proud of him. He's gone to Ivy League school, and because I never laid a hand on him, I didn't feel it was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I raised him to say, you make decisions, and there are consequences, but it's not corporal punishment. You have so many other ways. And then to allow someone else to do corporal punishment to your child, that's assault.
Mm.
Assault is assault. It's just, I am just outraged that I don't think those parents understand what power they're giving to those teachers over their child.
Appreciate your call, Eva.
Thank you.
Thank you. 410-319-8888. If you are a parent, you have to sign a permission slip giving the school, teacher or principal, permission. There is a charter school in Georgia that sent slips home first day of school. If your child steps out of line, they will get 3 licks from a wooden paddle. Do you support corporal punishment? 410-319-8888. Gabby's a new caller. Gabby, I appreciate you calling. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for letting me call.
Appreciate it.
I would like to say I don't think it's fair because mostly black students would get a worse punishment, especially since it's related to the death penalty. They would get a worse chance of being more punished than white students. And I think that as relates to arrest rates, they don't get a fair punishment because of racist accusations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the main reason why I don't think that the teacher should let it happen to the students. Thank you, bye.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. 410-319-8888. Corporal punishment's the topic. Abe is on the line, a new caller. Abe, welcome to the program.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, you're on the air.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say that the hitting is not a tool for education. I mean, I don't have any kids, but I want, a child are meant to learn, meant to see what their skills are, their talents, so that when they grow up, they could use that and help the world. All right, I believe that the spanking destroys a child's personhood, personhood of growing, creating, having thoughts, just make him grow, become a true person. Not hitting, that delays a child. And if that's what's happening to schools, then my child is not getting the proper education nor a proper treatment on how we should live as human beings. Because human beings are supposed to love, create, and bring prayer back to school, bring peace. I believe that if you, like, I don't know how many previous callers long ago, but this one caller was saying, have a talk with the student, have a genuine encouragement. That's what kids want. I don't believe hitting is a way to encourage a child to learn. It's telling them to be afraid or else we'll hit you next time. I mean, what are you doing? This is crazy.
Abe, do you believe there's any circumstance that a child should be disciplined physically?
You mean in school?
In school.
No.
None at
no,
all.
No, I believe it's the parents' full mm-hmm. responsibility at home to take care of the child because they are responsible for them since birth. They're responsible for every bit of action, what they do, what they see, where they are, mm-hmm. and how they should learn to grow. Okay, I'm not saying put the full strict on at home. I'm saying give them freedom, but also the other half, give them time so that they can learn to grow. Mm.
I appreciate that. Thanks for your call. 410-319-8888. We're talking corporal punishment. Renee's a new caller. Renee, give me your thoughts. Corporal punishment, do you believe a teacher or principal has the right to physically punish, spank your child?
No, I do not. And I believe that discipline should stay within the home.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that it's a fine line between discipline and abuse.
Yeah.
If you want to discipline your child, you know, when you discipline at home, discipline comes with love and wisdom. I'm not saying that every time you discipline your child, you should lay hands on them, paddle them, mm-hmm. you know, or hit them. But as a parent, when you discipline, there are lessons to be learned. There are wisdom to be passed on to a child, explanations, and, you know, you guide them and where to go. Like, you have to set an example. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go and just start, you know, hitting on kids just because they may have done something that wasn't correct. I think when you put discipline in the hands of strangers, you know, a lot of times, even in the school system, although that you have gone to school and gained a degree to teach a child, doesn't mean that you're an expert on how to prepare a child socially.
Mm.
Like, these children come from places where, you know, on the outside of the family, we just can't understand. We can relate. But I think putting discipline in a stranger's hand is lethal. I think it's just not a good idea.
Renee, thank you. We need to take a very quick break. We're going to wrap up here when we come back. Corporal punishment. Do you believe that schools should be spanking your children? And would you give permission, would you sign a permission slip to allow them to discipline your child? This is For the Culture. I'm Anthony McCarthy. We'll be right back.
Do this for my culture.
I'm Anthony McCarthy. I'm sitting in today for Raji, for Raji on For the Culture here on Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. We have had an exciting show talking about corporal punishment. Do you believe that the school system should have the right, the permission to spank your young child when they are a discipline problem? 410-319-8888. Now, I do not advocate abusing children. I mean, I remember, I have a dear friend, and I remember being over to his house one time. He had a 13-year-old daughter, And she was saying something to him. And I remember looking up, he came down the steps. His wife was trying to hold him. And he smacked the you-know-what out of his 13-year-old daughter. His 13-year-old daughter flew across the room. Now, later I remember saying to him, I just don't believe you should be hitting your child that way. Within minutes, that child was up. She was hugging her mom and dad. She apologized for whatever it was that she had done wrong. Discipline is a very tricky thing. And it's different from a child to a parent than a child to a teacher or a principal. I'm not sure how I feel. Well, I am, but your opinion matters the most to me tonight. 410-319-8888. Angie's on the line. Angie, welcome to For the Culture. We're talking corporal punishment. Give me your thoughts.
Hi, Mr. McCarthy.
How are you?
Doing just fine. Thank you for taking my call. In today's time, I'm going to have to agree with the previous caller. I think Damon, in that I wouldn't agree to it at all. There are so many different sets of morals. And like he said, I believe in the 70s and the 80s, our parents and grandparents were kind of on the same page. I think that now we're not morally on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And there are just so many different lenses that are looking at our children. The other thing is that just like I think the previous young lady was stating, that we have people who have earned their degrees to teach, but they're not always inclined to some other health or mental health issues that our children may have. And how do we look at that? How, you know, everybody isn't just bad.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they are, you know, does it warrant a physical reprimandment? So I'm going to have to say no. And let me also say that I am a product of a family where my mother spanked us good.
Mm-hmm.
However, there was love and nurturing that came with that. And so we tease each other now when we talk about our parents in years past, how we would get syllable beatings, a beating for every syllable. But again, there was no question
mm-hmm.
or no doubt whether we were getting disciplined or abused because it was attached with love and nurturing. And so in the schools, I don't believe it's a place now. We have teachers who are equipped to teach a certain skill, but they certainly aren't equipped to handle all that our children need.
Mm. Angie, I appreciate that. Thanks for your perspective on this issue. 410-319-8888. My father only spanked us one time. And I remember I was very young, and I remember him saying, and you've heard people say this, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. And I remember my mother saying, stop saying that to him because it's not going to hurt him more, hurt you more than it's going to hurt him. And my father whipped me with a belt. He only did it one time. I'm telling you, I was a very easy child to discipline. 410-319-8888. Let's go to line four. I think it's Glorde. Welcome to the program. Glorde, Gloria, Glorda, you're on the air.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. What's your,
okay.
How do I pronounce your name?
Yes. You know, we're in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids in the school days are a lot different than when I was coming up. And when I was disciplined, which uh-huh. I didn't mind, because we had the school teachers, police, and everybody lives in our community. So if we did something wrong, mischievous at times, they would spank us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that was it, you know, because we didn't want to go home and let them tell their mom. So we didn't mind them spanking us. So we was fine with that. But, you know, right now I'm hitting a lot of callers. I think they're taking it personally because, you know, again, in the 21st century, if they know anything about these school kids when they get out of school, because I ride the bus, and, you know, and I see them all the time, and they're really unruly. So if they're unruly out here, you know what they are in the classroom. And if I can make a suggestion instead of corporate, you know, if the corporate sets up and is done properly, I have no problems with that. But the thing is, if they had a camera in every school bus, every classroom, so in that way the parents can actually go get the tape, view them, and see what they're doing wrong and discipline that way, you know. So it's a whole lot that can be done to discipline kids.
I appreciate that. And I think that if a parent were to see, now I'm not saying that they would give you permission to spank their child then, but if a parent actually saw how their child was behaving when they weren't around, I think they'd be surprised sometimes. I think you really would be surprised at what your child says and does when you are not present. My mother would always say, I am not going to tell you what Anthony will not say or do when I'm not around. And she knew me well enough to know that every now and then I could put on a little show. But I tell you what, all Mary Haynes had to do was look at me with that cross eye, and I got myself in line quick. Michelle's on the line. Michelle's a new caller. Welcome to the program, Michelle.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling.
I have so much to say, so I'm just going to narrow it down.
Go ahead.
I am an educator of 24 years and in Baltimore City as well as in other districts. I am a product. I'm a 70s child, so I'm a product of my mother tearing my behind up when need be. What I will say is I don't agree with the school system having the charge or permission to discipline my children today, only because, just like one of the previous callers shared, the woman right before the last caller, she shared that, you know, you just don't have the same kind of teachers anymore. And I'm going to be real honest about that. I would not trust, and I have three boys, I would not trust a teacher to put hands on my son. Now, give me permission. We can flip this. Give me permission to come in school and discipline my child, and we won't have a problem. You know that? give me that room right there, close the door, turn your back, and let me do what I need to do. We're fine. But people come, you know, they come with different morals and values now. And just because a child may challenge you does not mean that you have the right to punish, physically punish him or her. Now, the whole idea of children ought to stay in their place. There is a place for a child, but children can have a voice. I think that's what hurts us today, is that we've stifled the black voice for so long that when a child does express him or herself, it's identified, deemed from anybody, not just people from other cultures, but even ourselves, as being bad. When they're just expressing themselves, because it's okay for a child of another race to express themselves, but it's not okay for us. So we have to teach our children and open up avenues so that we can teach our children how to express themselves without other people feeling intimidated and without us being you know, presenting ourselves as being combative, you know, but just truly expressing ourselves. But I don't agree with someone else having the charge of putting their hands on my child if I don't know you. Now, if we're in a community, like one of the other speakers indicated, that we don't know the community of that school. If it's truly a community of people who hold one another accountable for each other's children, it's a community, that's something different. Because back in the day, that's what it was like, right? Like your neighbor, my neighbors could discipline me because my mother knew my neighbors. My mother knew how my neighbors wrote, how they grew up. mm-hmm. how they reared their children, and vice versa. The whole block were on the same page. We all had the same morals and values. You went to school and your teachers had the same morals and values. You went to church and everybody was on the same page. The whole community was on the same page. The school was a part of the community. The people who lived in the community taught in the school. So everybody was on the same page. So when a child was out of line, it had to do with, no, that's not acceptable. And you knew that they were coming from a place of discipline, not punishment, because you said, and I felt offended. Mm-hmm. We don't live that way anymore. You know, so no, I don't agree with it, but give me a paper asking, giving me permission to come in and discipline one of my children, and by all means, I'm going to sign it and say yes. But don't put your hands on my child, because I don't know you and I don't trust you enough that it's going to come from a place of love and discipline.
Michelle, thank you. Michelle's very clear at how she views this issue. 410-319-8888. Greta is on the line. Greta, welcome to For the Culture.
Hi, thank you. Listen, I drive a semi, and I'm a nice-looking girl, a black girl.
All right.
And I'm from Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, and I don't feel that the teachers should whip children. Because I had a teacher named Mr. Perry in the sixth grade. Every time I turn around, he's giving me a paddle.
Mm.
A paddle. Every time I turn around. And do you know, later on in life, after I got out, you know, when I was in high school, Mr. Perry tried to talk to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, just like in art school, people don't really know. I went to a public school, and I went to a public high school. Just like in art school. Mr. Taylor, we had two art rooms with the office right in the middle. When I cut through the office, Mr. Taylor would say, he would talk about budding out your breast.
Really?
You know, really. I had Mr. Mackey. Mr. Mackey never did whip me. He was short and kind of fat, but Mr. Mackey would take his belt off and whip people. Okay? Just like... my father would whip me a lot with a belt, and I have whips on me. To me, getting a whipping is, don't get caught the next time. See, my father, he would whip me. He would whip, like, shoot first, ask questions later. That's the way, like, the school system is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like I had an art teacher. She was drunk all the time. You know, I went to all-black school, Addicts High School. You know, it's like my son got three boys. And he will wrap them on their butt, like, through their pants.
Mm-hmm.
Their mother's white, you know, and my son, like, is black. But he will wrap them on their butt through their pants. And they're scared of him, but he talks to them. See, that's one thing. They didn't talk to us, because I'm 64. They didn't talk to us back then. And and that's what the kids really need. And then on top of that, the icing on the cake is, if the parents... whip the children, then the police wants to arrest the parents.
That's right. That's a very different point.
So mm-hmm. it's like you at a Mexican standoff, and now the way the kids are, you whip a child in school, he's now going to go home and go find a gun and come back and shoot up everything.
Mm.
You know, so it should be where maybe, like, they have a room, like a room where you could put the kid in the room and they have a counselor to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like I'm an artist. I graduated from IU in art. I can draw real good, okay? They're trying to take art out of school. They try to take everything out of school that relaxes us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back when I went to high school with the, it was in 68, I was a freshman. We didn't have track. You know, we didn't have tennis. But in Indiana... okay, over there at Tarkington Park, this man was a teacher at Wood High School. He always would tell me, won't you play tennis? He was a good tennis player. But up there at Tarkington Park, blacks were not allowed in that tennis club up there at that Tarkington Park.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be where it's more talking. And then another thing I forgot that I want to tell you, constantly get whipped so much, it changes your way of thinking as far as love. Because I went through a thing of, like, where, you know, like, was it masochism, where you enjoy pain? Mm-hmm. You figure a person don't like you unless they beating on you. You mm. know, you learn to accept pain, you know, and sometimes it's like you need that in your life because this is how you were raised all your life, just whipping, whippers, whippers. Well, okay. You know, just like with Jesus Christ. I really didn't believe in him because every time I heard of him, I was at a funeral.
Greta, I got to get the rest of these callers in before the end of the show. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on this. 410-319-8888. We're running through our final group of callers. Let me see, where are we? Let's go up to Liberty, a new caller. Liberty, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much. I am calling because I do not agree with corporate punishment for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a substitute teacher. Our kids will come to school already abused, disheveled, and going through all kinds of changes. They had to take care of little brothers and sisters. They hadn't eaten. The parents were on drugs or whatever. So I don't agree with corporate punishment for the kids. I do agree with the fact that they need to be shown love. I notice a lot of the kids who were troubled kids,
uh-huh.
if you show them that you love them, hug them or whatever, or smile at them, they would act better. But a lot of the other kids whose parents were not responsible for them, who would come to fight, if the teacher disciplined them, they would be up in the teacher's face.
Wow.
If the teacher has the right to spank them, they're going to fight the teacher, some of them. Now, a lot of them are not going to stand by and let someone abuse them. They're going to stand and do as they usually do with their parents, and that's show disrespect. I think a lot of the kids would be running away from school, just like some of them run away from home to get the attention or get away from certain situations. So, no, corporate punishment is not the answer. Mm. They need to be taught. A lot of the kids are artists. A lot of them like to sing. They need to find out what these kids like to do outside of acting up in class and expose them to those things.
Mm-hmm.
Vocational skills. Some of them like to do all kinds of things. But corporate punishment is not the answer. And a lot of these kids are going to rebel and fight the teachers back because some of them fight their own parents.
Mm.
That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for receiving my call.
Thank you for your call, Liberty. Sure. Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to the program.
I'm going to go the opposite way.
Okay.
As one of the callers said, communities raise children. I'm sure parents who signed that letter did not think that they know the teachers who will be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
If I think that I don't have a teacher who's responsible, I'm not going to give them that authority. And just think about what they're saying. They're more concerned with what they put on a child's butt than what they put in a child's head. That teacher has the ability to direct the future of your child by what they indoctrinate in their brain.
Mm-hmm.
So what more important factor could there be than allow them to help mold the total child? And again, the keynote is it's a charter school, so therefore it's not just people from everywhere.
Yeah.
It's selected people. And again, I'm sure it's a community school where parents are familiar or are involved. You can't teach them vocation. If I'm not correct, you did say it's an elementary school, right?
It's an elementary school. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they people are getting far off base by talking about teach them a trade, teach them this. These are children. Children learn from leadership and direction. And if you don't give it to them, they will go astray. And they bring up the Bible, bring back prayer, bring back this. The Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. And again, we've been through it. We know what discipline is, and most of us turn out okay.
Turned out all right.
It's when you don't give that discipline that you allow the child to dictate the future.
Mm.
The child only knows what they're taught. And again, I think this is a collective and cooperative effort amongst parents, school, and the community. It's not just arbitrarily somebody who goes to a local public school and you're authorizing some teacher who you have no idea who they are to spank or give corporal punishment to your child.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Mark. I think Mark is putting it in the context of this charter school that parents and teachers are engaging in one another, with one another, and that these parents, obviously a majority of these parents, have signed these permission slips because they trust that these teachers and this principal will discipline their child and will have restraint and will not abuse their child, but will spank. They get three licks from this wooden paddle if their child is stepping out of line. Kadria is on the line. Kadria is on the line. Welcome to the program.
Yes.
Welcome.
Mr. McCarthy, are you there?
Hey, yep, you're on the air.
Okay. This happened to my daughter, who was 34, when she's like 6 years old, in a public school in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
A white teacher. Now, and that's another thing. Most of the teachers in our school are Caucasian people, women.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly over our children. Okay, my little daughter in the gifted school, okay? The teacher banged her over the head with an open flat hand.
Oof.
Now, my daughter didn't even tell me. She didn't even tell me. Her little classmate told me when I came to like bring her to take her from school the next day. I approached the teacher, who also had a daughter that was a teacher. Of course, when I approached the teacher right in front of my face, they was having a play. So I took my daughter to the play. She was in it. Afterwards, I called the teacher aside to speak with her. My daughter was by my side, too. This teacher's daughter, who was a teacher there, and some assistant lady was there, too. Both of them Caucasian. I told the teacher what the child had told me. The teacher didn't deny it. She just said that it was embellished, and she had a terrible attitude because I had, like, he had the nerve to tell me, okay? Before my face, that woman poked my daughter on her shoulder. This is what I do then. She poked on the shoulder. She poked on top of the shoulder. She pushed her finger in her head.
Mm.
And told me what she did. And look at me as if this is what I... Now, you know, I want to kill her, okay? My whole thought was, you black, you surrounded by these white people, you're going to jail. I brought it to the principal, who was black. If he did anything, you did anything, okay?
Wow.
So, no, you keep your hands off my child. Black people cannot discipline white children in any place, at any school, anywhere in this country. I know it to be a fact. They'll tell them anything. The white kids will teach them anything because, by and large, white people didn't discipline their children, and they just felt free to say anything they want to say. So, no, I don't agree with that. And I agree with your earlier caller. I know that's a white man that made up that decision to do that, okay?
Appreciate your call. 410-319-8888. We've been talking for the last hour and a half about corporal punishment, about a school in Georgia has raised this question. They, on the first day of school, sent permission slips home with the children, elementary school children, asking for written permission, consent forms for parents, from parents, to allow the teachers and the principal to paddle their students. A majority of those parents signed those forms, giving permission to the school to discipline their child with corporal punishment. We've been talking about it. I think there is an idea that it has a lot to do with the age of the child, the context of the paddling and the spanking. 410-319-8888. Charlene's on the line. Charlene, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
I just want to say that first, I'm a 68 baby. We didn't have that in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the callers says it gives the teachers the power. Not in my era. Because we got it double. If you got in trouble in school, trust me, when you got home, you got it again.
Yeah.
So it was not giving anybody power. It was a community. As the caller Mark said, the caller Mark, Mr. Mark, if that's a collaborative effort between the school and the parents, and they are collaborating on doing this in hopes that their children will be productive citizens, then by all means, I said let them do what they think is best. Because I am a product, and I am successful. You know, my parents... My father disciplined me out of love. Another thing is the elephant in the room to me, because I am an active parent, single mm-hmm. mom, work a full-time and part-time job, and I make time to attend Parent Teacher Student Association.
Yep.
The elephant in the room is that parents do not show up. They'll give you every excuse. And most of the PTSA meetings are once a month,
mm-hmm.
which is an hour. So the elephant in the room to me is that parents are not vigil in the school. And so if you're not having that support from parents, it makes it difficult because you have some great teachers out here.
Oh, yeah.
So I like to say kudos to the teachers because you have some who care. But it is hard. I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I am an active parent and also been an educator. It is not easy. So, again, if parents But like when we were growing up, were more visual in the school,
mm-hmm.
that when they had back-to-school night, when they had parent-teacher-student association meetings, show up. Trust and believe me, people always want to make it a black and white issue, but trust and believe me, when I went to a Caucasian, mainly Caucasian school, those parents show up. They show up for that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's, you know, what the problem is, but again, for me, I am tired of the excuses of parents as to why they can't show up for a meeting. If you can't show up, then allow an aunt, a grandmother, somebody to show up so you can have that presence or a relationship with the teachers. Teachers appreciate me for being the parent that I am and say, I wish we had more parents like you. Another thing is, I was thinking, if some of these people are not in agreement with corporal punishment, I would say, have extended day, have PT early in the morning for these kids. Not saying to make them military,
mm-hmm.
but as soon as they get in that school, they will have PT, then they will go do some schoolwork, and then at the end of the school, they will do PT. If you understand what, I'm saying, that kind of concept?
I do. Mm-hmm.
That, I think, if they don't agree with corporal punishment, and then, like, if they do not behave or they get out of behavior, then you have something called demerit. You have to drop and give me 50. That's not corporal punishment to me. Or you give them some kind of, it's another plank exercise that my sister used to do to my sons. Well, it makes them like, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about? When you raise a leg and you have your head up and you have to hold it until you say stop.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I don't think that's corporal punishment. Again, that is like PT. So,
Charlene, thank you for your call. Our final caller, we only have time for one more. It's got to be quick, Jerome. Welcome to the program.
Well, it's going to be quick because I just need to piggyback off of what some of your previous callers have mm-hmm. said. You've had an educator that talked about how they were against how it's really it's just too late to bring corporal punishment back because we're literally two or three generations away from when they used to have corporal punishment in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in 67. I got paddled when I was in elementary school.
Yep.
And my mother was an educator for over 30 years in the same school system. And I heard the stories. She had actually had paddled people in the past because it was during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But now the parents of today and the grandparents of today, you know, they really didn't grow up in that time. And I think we're romanticizing those days when people were getting paddled.
Yeah.
And I think so I just want to piggyback on what Michelle, I think the educator that said,
mm-hmm.
and add to it by saying that not that the parents need to watch what they say about the teachers.
Oh yeah.
In front of their children.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because the children feel entitled to step up and say what they want to say to their teachers because they hear their parents talk about grown-ups in front of the children. You know, there's grown folk talk, and sometimes children don't need to be privy to that.
Jerome, that's got to be the final word. Thank you for that. Appreciate you calling in. Folks, this has been For the Culture with Faraji. I'm Anthony McCarthy. We've been talking about corporal punishment. Very important conversation over the last 2 hours. Alex, thanks for a great show. Thank you for all the callers who called in. Thank you for participating. And it's been a wonderful evening. This is Public Radio, WEAA. The voice of the community. Good night.